Good morning from RKGGF Historic Studios here in downtown Coffeyville. I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us on this Thursday as we're joined in studio by Coffeyville Public Library's Rachel Rose. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back in here studio with us as, man, you guys are coming off a very, very busy week. Not this week, but last week.
Last week, yes.
Let me hear a little bit about that. Spring break, you guys had some events. Did it at least go as successful as you were hoping?
Yeah. We ended up not having anybody sign up for our Mario Kart tournament, but then we just decided...
That's kind of surprising.
Yeah, we thought so too, but we decided we set up our Wii and let the teens and kids play with it all week, and that was fun because that was a change from just our Xbox. We had quite a good turnout for our painting and then also our Dreamcatchers. That was very popular. So we're very happy with the turnout.
Yeah, and again, for many listeners out there, I know, and for really anybody around town with kids and young ones, it's a great service to have, and I'm sure they thank you and the public library as well for providing all of those services, especially on a week like spring break where the kiddos need to have something to do and the parents might be at work.
It wasn't as warm as it's getting right now. It got warmer as the week progressed, but it was a nice, you know, a place for you to come when it's not nice enough to play outside.
Well, it looks like you guys are kind of in a transition period from spring break into summer reading. We'll kind of get into that here, but you guys got some reading. Is it reading tonight, or what do you got going on today?
Yeah, we've got our book club. It's our hybrid book club for adults. This month, we've been reading The Curious Charms of Arthur Pepper. It was a very, very odd title. It was a fun book. He's recovering from the loss of his wife, and he finds a charm bracelet that has all sorts of charms that tell different stories about his wife's life before he met her.
Oh.
So it's this adventure trying to figure out, you know, where did this come from, and, you know, who was his wife before he met her, because she never mentioned it.
Yeah.
It was a very, very interesting book.
Yeah, and again, initially from the title, again, you never want to judge a book by its cover, but at the same time, you have no idea where that book is going just from the title at all.
No.
A very odd title, but it sounds very interesting. You know, I love kind of a spinoff, and I love books, too, that, you know, have stories inside of a story, just as you were saying, kind of major life events or whatever the charms kind of represented with that. So very neat with that. And what time is that? You guys checking
in tonight? That is at 3:30. We moved it from 5:30 to 3:30 to better accommodate people, you know, coming in the afternoons.
Certainly. So book club tonight, and then we've got summer reading. That's right. We got to prepare for that, I know.
Yeah. It is still in the planning stages, but we should have a schedule of events and activities by mid-April, late April.
Cool. And for, you know, a full schedule and things like that, are you guys kind of, again, in the gray area right now, or I'm sure you've got somewhere that parents can go to get the full list of activities that you've got right now. Is it at the library, or do you put them online, or do you
We'll put our list of activities online, and also we'll print out, like, little brochures with the schedule of events, and we'll divide them up between, you know, kids events, family events, teen events, and adult events. We like to... kind of specify.
Make it very convenient as well. So very nice. Well, tell me a little bit about this event that we've got going on here. When's it happening? And really, let's just go throughout all the details of it.
So on April 9th, it's a Tuesday at 6 p.m., we are bringing in a special guest. His name is Philip Lancaster, and he does this presentation about the children who rode on the orphan train between the 1950s to 1850s to 1929 or 30, around there. So it was
something
like 70-year period where kids from New York, orphans and unwanted children, they were sent out on a train to be adopted by people in the West. And we had him come a couple of years ago, and there was a good turnout. Everybody really liked it. And there was actually a few people in town that had a relative that rode on the orphan train, so that was very interesting as well. So we thought we'd bring him back, and people who weren't able to see it the first time several years ago, they can come see it again.
Man, that's crazy. I've noticed that a lot out here, and of course, you know, I was too young, and in high school I didn't really pay attention to it when I lived in Colorado, but there's a lot of you know, families and names that stick around in history. You know, it's something that you see in the history books, and then there's a relative or a descendant of that individual. And you run into that a lot in this area, I've noticed, and especially in northeastern Oklahoma as well, and here in the SEK. I mean, it's you run into those names a lot. I've noticed that here with this town. So very neat with that, and you may be able to, again, cross that bridge as well yourself. You never know who that you may be related to, especially if your family's lived in this area for a long, long time. So cool event. Tell me a little bit more about, you know, registration-wise. Is there anything that they have to do, or is it kind of come one, come all?
No, it's everyone, you know, come. There's no registration. We will have, you know, refreshments for afterwards. And it is not only a presentation, but it is live music as well. He has songs that are around this bit of information that he's researched.
Great.
So it was very nice the last time we had him.
Cool. So free events at the is it at the library? I would assume. Okay, at the library, easy enough with that. And again, and it, you know, kind of a bit of information that if you don't know about, it's U.S. history. It's important to
very fascinating.
Really, really it is. So, again, Rachel Rose speaking on behalf of the Coffeyville Public Library here this morning. As Rachel, real quick, you know, we still got some time to chit-chat a little bit. Any more notes on that event coming up here that you wanted to get out for our listeners? Or I kind of wanted to dive into all what our listeners might be able to do for the spring and summertime, everything that you guys offer over there.
That's basically all the information I have for the Orphan Train.
And that's on April the 6th?
April 9th at 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m.
It's a Tuesday evening.
Perfect. Okay. Well, let's move into that. I mean, it is spring and summertime with that. There's going to be a lot of free time. There's going to be a lot of different things. Also, they go into the summertime slide. You know, you don't necessarily want that to happen. How can parents get involved? How can they get their kids? I mean, what's everything that you guys offer for this time?
Well, so on June 6th, we're planning our kickoff party for summer reading. So, yes, we're going to have a bunch of events, but I know the children's librarian, she has these reading logs where, you know, if children read 25 books, they will, I think it's receive a prize or be entered into a drawing for the end of the summer. So it's an incentive to get the children to read. And then I also have stuff for teens and adults. You know, if they read 10 books, they can be entered into they can receive a prize as well. Because the summer slide doesn't just apply to children. It does apply to it applies to teens and adults as well. And that can it can really affect their performance in school. So that's why we really try to emphasize, you know, at least read a couple of books.
It's not going to hurt you by any means. The books don't bite, they don't come after you. So great. You know, I remember you guys doing this last year as well, and it's so easy sometimes as well. For me, I usually do it right before I go to sleep because I struggle getting to sleep, and reading a nice book is a great way to kind of tire yourself out.
Yeah.
Kind of read into it. And,
We highly encourage people to, even if they're not big readers, go towards audiobooks. That's just as helpful in that cognitive development than reading the book.
Yeah, and that's something that people kind of pass over way too often is the fact that they're, you know, with technology nowadays, and not necessarily dive into it because I know we're not doctors by any means, but I mean, really it is pretty much the same, not necessarily beneficial amount in terms of your reading skill, but listening and reading and reading an actual book really is, as beneficial as you could get to the same.
Well, reading and your cognitive ability that comes from reading and listening, that is a perishable skill. So that's why we highly encourage, even if it's only for like 5 minutes a day, you know, read something.
Yeah. Easy enough. Again, Rachel Rose with the Coffeyville Public Library. Rachel, thanks so much for joining us here on this Thursday morning. Any final notes that you wanted to get out there from the library?
Not right now.
All right. Well, hey, we'll check in with you in April. I can't believe it. We are already in March at this point, but we'll just check in with the public library next month.
Okay.
All right. Again, Rachel Rose joining us in studio. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.